The Statue of Beneficence stood high above the crowd, almost level with the Palestinian flag that stuck out from the very center of the protesters. The vigil included speeches, moments of silence, and music. Outnumbering the other attendees, protesters were ushered to stay a bit longer by Michaela Aya, a Ball State student who wasted no time speaking, even as university staff began cleaning.
I, like many of you, were unsettled by Dr. Alexander's email and with Ball State University's response to this conflict. As we feel the message ignores the hundreds of thousands of Palestinians who have been slain in the past few weeks, years, and decades. This email raises questions of Ball State's financial ties to Israel's occupation of Palestine and calls the university's political neutrality into question.
The university's email invitation pointed out in its first paragraph that Hamas invaded Israel, killed hundreds of innocent civilians, and is still holding many people hostage. It mentions innocent people have been killed in both Israel and Gaza, but did not mention the long history of conflict between Israel and Palestinians in the region. Quickly, the scope of grievances went well beyond Ball State.
The whole world wants you to see this as a religious issue, but it's not. And I cannot stress this enough, that this did not start on October 7th. It started 75 years ago with Nakba.
In time, even the protesters dispersed. In Muncie, Ransom True, IPR News.